This is the Franchise News Podcast for November 3rd, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network. I read the news so you don't have to. And the acquisitions continue. Fat Brands announced yesterday its intention to acquire fast casual Italian chain Fazoli's for $130 million. The purchase from Sentinel Capital Partners is expected to be finalized by mid-December. Carl Howard, CEO of Fazoli, said, "From co-branding to virtual kitchens to menu development opportunities, we see great value in being part of Fat Brands." And Fat Brands CEO Andy Wiederhorn added, "We've been eyeing this category for some time. However, we were waiting for the right brand, one that is high growth, with almost all restaurants having drive-through access." Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream, one of my favorites, is creating a pipeline for career opportunities by providing longtime management with a path to entrepreneurship. The company has developed a program that incentivizes long-term general managers' success by rewarding them with a franchise location. CEO Tom Sacco said, "We hope this initiative acts as an added incentive for our restaurant managers and restaurant managers in our industry as a whole to see that their hard work will be rewarded by employers that truly want long-term success for their managers and franchisees, like we do at Happy Joe's." Shipley Donuts, the iconic Houston-born donut shop brand, celebrated its 85th birthday last week with a groundbreaking for its new 60,000-square-foot corporate headquarters in Houston. The facility, slated to open in the last quarter of 2022, will feature a full working flagship Shipley Donut Shop with an interior drive-through going right through the center of the building. CEO Clifton Rutledge said, "I can think of no better way to celebrate our birthday than by breaking ground on our headquarters for the next 85 years. My Salon Suite set a company fundraising record in September during Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, raising more than $120,000 for the benefit of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. The Salon Suite franchise set an initial goal of raising $35,000, but surpassed that amount through the generous donations from clients, members, franchise partners, vendors, and the suite management franchising team. Ken McAllister, co-founder and CEO of My Salon Suite, said, "It's the desire of our community to go beyond our walls and make the world a little brighter, and we plan to keep expanding our efforts and making a difference." Some fun rebranding happening over at ServPro in a new campaign called "There's a Pro for That." Mike Stahl, ServPro's CMO, said, "This campaign showcases how ServPro makes, like it never even happened, happen. It dramatizes how, no matter what might come your way, you can be reassured because ServPro always has a pro for that." In addition to the advertising campaign, ServPro is unveiling a brand refresh to its logo and website. Pet Supplies Plus has once again joined forces with Natural Balance to raise awareness about the profound impact service dogs have on America's servicemen and women. Natural Balance and Pet Supplies Plus have donated $50,000 to Patriot Paws service dogs. Chris Rowland, CEO of Pet Supplies Plus, said, "The impact that a service dog can have on a disabled veteran is life-changing, and we hope this donation will help Patriot Paws continue their mission." In more dog news, Dogtopia, the dog daycare, boarding, and spa franchise, announced its partnership with Dig, a dating app for people who like dogs. The partnership between Dogtopia and Dig allows users of the app to learn special tips and tricks from Dogtopia's subject matter experts, identify as a Dogtopia pet parent with a badge on their dating profile, and even locate the closest Dogtopia as a safe spot to meet for a first date. Tony Teplitsky, director of marketing for Dogtopia, said, "No longer do people seeking dates need to put must-love dogs in their profiles or worry about where to meet. This app is a great way to bring together dog lovers everywhere." Back with People News after a word from today's sponsor, Exults. Creating solutions and driving results for over 15 years, Exults is founded on the foundation of driving results. Recent demand has picked up in the digital human resources and recruiting space, and Exults is driving clients' qualified candidates. As well, Exults drives digital public relations online, allowing your franchise to control the conversation related to your brand. Learn more at exults.com. That's EXULTS.com. Exults, driving leads, driving results. In People News, KFC Corporation announced it has named Nick Chavez Chief Marketing Officer of KFC US. Dave's Hot Chicken has named Chief Operating Officer Jim Biddix to the additional role of President. Restaurant industry veteran Paul Tuig, who recently retired as president of Mod Pizza, has joined Killer Burger on its board of directors. Patriot Broadband has named Greg Ford as the new COO. GNC announced that Elisa Bannon-Jones has joined the company as Chief People Officer, and the company appointed Sudipta Viramashineni to the role of Chief Science Officer. And Brittany Bode and Samantha Schweitzer have collectively launched Franpath Consulting. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is back and in person again this weekend in Atlanta, November 5th and 6th, and in Raleigh, November 20th and 21st. Over the years, over 500,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events, and I will be there podcasting from the exhibit hall floor and chatting with some great brands. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates in person at some of these great upcoming events, including Dallas and New Jersey in January, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.